Hey, home shoppers, be warned, home prices could be on the rise again. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 5th day of March. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other business, Papa John's is moving forward without Papa John. Harley Davidson is going after young riders, I mean really, really young riders. The markets were a little changed today as investors kept an eye on the U.S.-China trade talks. All of a sudden, Amazon is a hot property when it comes to malls. Speaking of retail, Kohl's and Planet Fitness, it's a match. We're not kidding. In for the interview is our newest friend, Simadal, a personal branding expert out of Chicago. No stranger to the world of business, and we think you're going to enjoy this. Simadal, coming up today, but first, let's get into the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, in January, home values rose by 4.4%, which was the slowest gain in several months. Price gains have been shrinking since April, when they peaked at 6.6%. January's read was the smallest gain since August of 2012. Blame much of that on rising home mortgage rates that peaked last fall. However, fixed-rate mortgage rates have dropped by 0.6% since November of 2018, and today are lower than they were a year ago. And all that should heat up the housing market this spring. That demand would start to increase home values once again. Couple that with low unemployment, and we could see another housing boom as soon as the weather clears a bit. Gosh, it's cold again today in Iowa. Papa John's has just charted a path forward without Papa John. Embattled pizza chain Papa John's International said founder John Schnatter will resign from the board, bringing to a close months of tensions in the management ranks. Schnatter, who still owns almost one-third of the shares, will help the company identify a mutually acceptable independent director to take his place. The founder also agreed to dismiss a Delaware lawsuit related to his exit from the chairman's seat. His term as director will expire at the end of 2019's annual meeting or when the independent director is appointed, whichever comes first. Bye-bye, Papa John. Well, today we learned something interesting. Harley Davidson is out to find younger riders. And we're talking about really, really young riders. Harley Davidson announced it's moving into kids' electric bikes with the purchase of California-based StayCyc, Inc. That's tapping into a whole new business outside of its declining core market in classic motorcycles. StayCyc's e-drive bikes, which will retail for about $650, are aimed at toddlers and kids, encouraging them to have fun outdoors as they learn to balance while riding and getting a hang of biking. The lightweight bikes come with an aluminum frame and three power modes and a 45 to 60-minute charge time. A single charge delivers a cycle time between 30 and 60 minutes. Can't go far, but far enough maybe, right? So why do all of this? Well, Harley's sales have declined in the United States as its core baby boomer audience ages and millennials are slow to purchase its motorcycles that can cost upwards to $28,000. In January, the company said it expects to ship about 222,000 motorcycles globally this year. That's the lowest number since 2010. The company last year unveiled a plan to introduce cheaper, nimbler bikes to woo young riders and plans to launch its first electric motorcycle without the traditional clutch and gear shift controls by fall of this year. Stocks were a little changed today as investors kept a close eye on developments between the United States and China. Yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. and China were getting very close to a deal, but we've heard that before, and investors seem to be waiting for more detail. U.S. investors have been closely watching the negotiations on trade with China as they assess how a deal or a lack of a deal could impact corporate profits. I will have all the numbers from today's trade later in the newscast. Shopping center owners have long blasted Amazon.com as a destroyer of their business. Well, now some are starting to view Amazon as a potential savior. What's going on? Well, at a time when Sears Holdings and Macy's are shutting down stores and many malls are struggling to attract high-profile tenants to fill those empty spaces, the giant online retailer has been ramping up its presence in physical retail. Amazon plans to open more Whole Foods stores that could include new formats after retreating from a smaller store experiment called 365. Amazon is also experimenting with different types of brick-and-mortar outlets, from bookshops to pop-up stores. It's also testing cashierless convenience stores known as Amazon Go and 4-Star. Those are stores that sell items with a 4-star and above rating on its website. Now, in what would be one of Amazon's most aggressive moves yet into physical retail, the company is planning to launch a new grocery store chain with dozens of locations in major U.S. cities. So, what about malls? Well, in recent years, Amazon has become such a much sought-after retail tenant that malls are starting to court them. Back in November of 2015, the company opened its first physical bookstore in Seattle and rolled out pop-up stores in malls and shopping centers all over the country. It opened about 20 pop-up stores in malls the following year. And then there is this. Unlike struggling fashion companies or ailing department stores, Amazon offers landlords few concerns when it comes to stability. Stay tuned. Hey, speaking of malls, family-owned department store chain Von Maur said yesterday that it feels the Des Moines market can be served with just one store. Von Maur is headquartered, by the way, in Davenport, Iowa. That comment spells doom for the current store in the Valley West Mall in West Des Moines. Von Maur doubled down on their intent to build a new building near the Jordan Creek Shopping Center in far West Des Moines rather than occupy space left over from the Yonkers store closing. Yet one needs to wonder, out loud even, if moving that far west will impact older shoppers not wishing to make the drive to Jordan Creek. I'm sure that Von Maur has looked at the feasibility studies and their core shopping group, but still, just wondering out loud. In what we think is an odd combination, today Kohl's department stores announced a new partnership with, wait for it, Planet Fitness. Kohl's, it seems, thinks it can draw customers in by shrinking stores and leasing out space to gyms and supermarkets. Kohl's said it would lease out space to Planet Fitness in 10 of its stores this year, and if the experiment takes off, Kohl's could expand the partnership to more locations. Teaming up with Planet Fitness is Kohl's' latest creative tactic to court customers. Last year, the retailer announced a pilot program with supermarket chain Aldi to lease out space in up to 10 stores. Kohl's has more than 1,100 locations around the country. The goal? The goal is to build traffic. So if you feel like some fresh produce and a workout, you might just buy a sweater at the same time. Stocks closed slightly lower today as investors kept a sharp eye toward whatever might be happening with the U.S.-China trade talks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 13 points to 25,806 as shares of Walgreens were down by more than 2%. The S&P 500 ended the day down by a tenth of a percent at 2,789, while the NASDAQ Composite closed just below break-even at 75.76. Yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. and China were, quote, on the cusp, end quote, of an agreement. However, we've heard that language before, only to be kept in the dark as time went on. So what was the good news today? We've got some. Investors cheered stronger than expected quarterly results out of retailer Target, sending its shares up by about 5%. The company posted earnings per share of $1.53 and revenue of nearly $23 billion. Both numbers topped analyst estimates. Target's same-store sales, that's a key metric watched by Wall Street, rose by 5.1%. The company also said its digital sales grew by, get this, more than 25%. Kohl's shares also rose 7.3% on better-than-forecast quarterly earnings, which were boosted by strong sales during the holidays. Same-store sales at Kohl's climbed by 1% in the previous quarter, well above the 0.3% estimate. And, of course, you just heard a story about Kohl's earlier in the newscast. We're going to be pumping iron and buying groceries there. Gold climbed back by a buck today to trade at $1,288.50 an ounce. Oil, that was pretty flat, off by just 4 cents to $56.55 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note was pretty stable at 2.75%. Hey, when we come back, Sima Dahl is with me. Now, that is two words. Her first name is Sima. Last name is Dahl. Sima is a personal branding expert with years of experience in the corporate world who is here to talk about you. Yeah, you and your personal brand, and how to keep it top of mind among those who need to know more about you. You know, the folks that you want to do business with. Sima Dahl, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.